On September 11th, I woke up very early because there were the primaries for the New York City mayor, and I voted, and then I took one subway to a train to go to work in New Jersey, a state across the Hudson River from New York. And the odd thing was that my train went over a bridge, and I could see the World Trade Center from my window. In the morning on my way to work, it was still early enough, so nothing had happened. And by the time I got into work, the first tower had been hit, and everyone thought it was just an accident. So while we said that it was horrible, and everybody was very sorry that it happened, we kind of went about our lives as usual. 25 minutes later, I think, the second plane hit, and everything seemed to stop. People were shocked. They didn't know what to do, what to say, where to go. And then the phone started ringing off the hook because everyone's families and friends were trying to get in contact with each other and see if they were all right. I remember calling my mother because I was the only one in my family who worked and lived in New York City. She was very glad to hear from me. And then all the phones stopped ringing and cell phones stopped working because the U.S. Army had taken over all airspace for their communication. It was very strange because we couldn't watch the television either, since one of the major TV antennas had been destroyed. So the only information we were getting was from the radio and the internet, which was working very slowly. That night I had to sleep at a girlfriend's house because they were no longer allowing people to go back into New York City. So I stayed in New Jersey for two nights. And finally, on my way back in, I got to see the World Trade Center, or at least what was left of it, from the train. And it was very horrifying because we could see the black smoke. It was a beautiful, beautiful day with no clouds at all in the sky. And even through the air conditioning system in the train, we could smell the black smoke. And it smelled like plastic and gasoline burning. When I finally got into New York City and got out of Pennsylvania Station, which is one of the major train stations in Manhattan, it was incredibly bizarre because there was nobody in the streets. Only the people who lived in New York City were there. It was sort of like it was shut down. This was one of the busiest streets in New York City, and there was nobody. No stores were open. Nobody was selling a newspaper. There were no taxis. Only some people walking back to their apartments. And when I got closer to my apartment, since I only lived 20 minutes away from World Trade Center, I could smell the smoke. And it was as if it had snowed, except it was charcoal gray, and everything was covered in ashes and in soot. And once again, we could smell that horrible smell. And you could see the black smoke. And when I got into my apartment, everything was filthy, because I had left the window open, and so there was inches of dust everywhere. And life was very weird for about two or three weeks after that. I remember going down into downtown Manhattan with a girlfriend who had worked in the World Trade Center, and she had lost a lot of coworkers and friends and was devastated. I was very lucky because I lost no close family and friends, but it was very weird to be in downtown Manhattan. They hadn't gotten up to cleaning yet, so there were still inches and inches of dirt everywhere, and it just wasn't the same for months and months afterwards.